USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As thousands of immigrants are lining up at the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of Title 42 expiring this week, a convicted child molester was captured trying to enter the United States over the weekend. Former acting ICE director Tom Holman on Fox.
Over the last three decades, if you look at who Border Patrol arrests, by an average 20 to 22%. Over the last decade, of everybody Border Patrol arrests has a prior criminal history.
Biden administration officials will meet this morning to discuss next steps in securing the release of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan from Russia. Whelan was jailed in Russia in 2020 on spying charges. Hostage Affairs Envoy Roger Karstens says that the President and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken were personally focused on the effort to free Whelan. The bomb maker that's accused of bringing down a jetliner over Lockerbie, Scotland in the mid-80s is in U.S. custody. Rich Johnson reports.
It's been 2 years since the U.S. formally charged Mohammed Massoud with being the Pan Am 103 bomb maker. He's been in Libyan custody on unrelated charges, but the Justice Department says U.S. authorities took custody of Massoud and have brought him to the U.S. He'll eventually make an appearance in U.S. District Court in Washington. Massoud was one of three people accused in the bombing that killed a total of 270 people in 1988. Two others were tried in the case. One was acquitted, the other convicted, but released a few years later after being diagnosed with cancer. I'm Richard Johnson.
Arizona Republican Carrie Lake has filed a lawsuit against her Democrat opponent Katie Hobbs and the Maricopa County election officials over how the midterm elections were run in the Copper State. Ms. Lake claims the midterm election was mishandled in favor of her opponent. Her lawyers claim that the number of illegal votes cast in the general election greatly exceeded the number of votes that she lost by in the senatorial race. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The nation's capital is introducing a money-saving plan for their residents. It will begin offering free bus fares to residents beginning next summer. Other cities, including Los Angeles and Kansas City, Missouri, suspended fare collections during the height of the pandemic. But D.C.'s permanent free fare will be by far the biggest, coming at a time when major cities, including Boston and Denver, and such states as Connecticut, are considering broader zero-fare policies. It's been a year since devastating tornadoes ripped through western Kentucky. Tony Maruso reflects.
Ahead of Saturday's one-year anniversary of the devastating tornadoes that tore through western Kentucky, killing more than 80 people, including eight that were killed when a candle factory in the town of Mayfield collapsed, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear sat down to reflect on what he witnessed when he toured the damaged areas last year, including Mayfield and his father's hometown of Dawson Springs. Beshear is saying he saw chaos and trauma, but also an area willing to come together and lift each other up while rebuilding their lives and communities with one another.
I'd say if people out there lose faith in humanity, they ought to just watch how people respond after one of these natural disasters. I still wish I could understand why they hit, why we get hit, but you see a lot of God in the response.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.